Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Conservation Director, Brad Halterman. All right, Brad, we're kind of winding down the summer now, but there's still time for people to go camping. How has the camping been so far this summer?
Yeah, our summer has been really busy as far as the camping goes. We've had good numbers. We've had good turnout so far this summer. We've a good busy summer.
All right, so been seeing quite a few people at both the county sites, just kind of having fun and enjoying the outdoors then.
Yeah, both Linden Mill and Nations Bridge have had good crowds at them, you know, all summer long. And it's always good to see the locals showing up. We have a really good local crowd of campers that, you know, camp at our parks. But we've also seen a lot of new faces, and, you know, Nations Bridge tend to get a little more of the travelers, so to speak, being a little closer to Interstate 80. So Nations Bridge tends to get a little more of the out-of-state crowd, kind of the folks that are just passing by in it. So had a real good summer getting to meet a lot of new people, and as always, seeing the friendly faces of the locals that have continued to use our parks and camp in them.
All right. And for those people that do go out and go camping, what some of the wildlife and some of the other things that they can expect to see while they're out there?
Yeah, both Linden Mill and Nations Bridge, you know, are somewhat similar in the wildlife that you might see. They're both campgrounds are right along rivers, wooded areas, and, you know, some open areas also. So deer are the most popular big game animal, so to speak, that folks will see. We have deer wandering through both of the parks quite regularly. Turkeys is another animal that you'll see with some frequency. Then you kind of move to the, you know, the smaller animals, of course, wildlife, squirrels, rabbits, raccoons, possums. You'll see those quite regularly also. Can even move a little smaller than that, and the birds that folks see. There's quite a range of songbirds that walk the trails and a little more quiet. You can get nice and close to them and not only see them, but hear their songs. And you know, this fall, also, the birds that folks will see, you know, changes up some too with some of that migration happening in the fall with birds heading back south. You know, you'll get some new birds moving in, staying around for a short time, and then continuing on south. Also being along the river, ducks and geese are quite frequently seen and heard at both of those campgrounds, more so in the spring and fall, but occasionally, you know, during summer also.
All right. And what are some activities that people can do while they're there at the campgrounds?
Being both campgrounds on the river, the fishing opportunities are right there at Linden Mill Park. We've got some playground, some swings and playground equipment there. There's accesses for fishing. I know Linden Mill is also a very popular spot to put in for canoes and kayaks and tubes and to kayak down the river. That is an activity that goes on throughout the summer quite regularly. Down at Nations Bridge, we've got playground equipment. We've got horseshoes at both Linden Mill and Nations Bridge. But back down at Nations Bridge, we also have a disc golf course, a 9-hole disc golf course down there. There's also trails. There's an interpretive trail down at Nations Bridge and a couple of other trails that folks can walk. And again, that's a really good opportunity to see and hear birds back on those trails.
All right. And as the camping season is kind of winding down, getting ready for that Labor Day weekend, what are some things that people might need to know as they get out there and are camping?
Yeah, at both of our parks, the campsites are first come, first serve. We don't take any reservations. So on our camping pads for the wheeled units only, to have a spot taken, you know, folks can pull their camper in and park their camper there, register and pay for it, or they can a four-wheel vehicle like a car or a truck, as long as it's parked on that site and registered and paid for, that spot is spoken for. But we don't take any reservations. So, you know, being able, you know, to set a tent up on a camping pad where there's wheeled units only to reserve a spot, that doesn't work. Or just coming in and filling out a reservation or a slip and paying for it and putting that in the campsite marker without any wheeled unit or camper on there, we don't allow that either. So that's something to know if you're not familiar with the campgrounds anyway, moving forward. I'd also let people know that Labor Day weekend tends to be, you know, it's a holiday weekend, so it tends to be a little busier. And it's always nice to, you know, just remember that you're not the only ones out there at the campgrounds, that there's other folks out there, and that we generally don't have any problems with that. But understanding that there's rules and regulations and other folks out there, you know, goes a long way also. We will keep looking forward into the fall. We will keep our campgrounds open with the facilities, meaning the restrooms and shower house and water turned on. We'll leave those things on as long as we can. We generally look at that like October 15th as kind of a cutoff point, but also understand that if the weather's going to turn cold, then we're going to have freezing temperatures before October 15th. We'll have to winterize our facilities. So we kind of play that by ear according to the weather, but we always look at that October 15th as a time to potentially shut the water off at the parks and facilities off like that. However, even after we shut the water off, we leave the electricity on at our camping pads year round. So even after we shut off the water, if somebody wants to camp on the upper camping pads at Nations Bridge or any of the camping pads at Lennon Mill, the electricity will be on, and more than happy to have them come in and camp during those times also.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad.
Yeah. Thank you, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods, Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.